your hat around the back of my hotel. Oh yeah. Someone said she was asking out to me, but I know you're best as a blagger. I said, tell me your name, is it sweet? She said, my boy is Dagger. Oh yeah. I was good, she was hot, stealing everything she got. I was bold, she was over the worst of it. Give me gear, thank you dear, bring your sister over here. Let her dance with me just for the hell of it. I just kept the last of my clothes on. Oh yeah. Call me up, take me down with you when you go. I could be your regular bell. And I'll see dance for little Stephen and Johanna around the back of my hotel. Oh yeah. I was good, she was hot, stealing everything she got. I was bold, she was over the worst of it. Give me a kiss, thank you dear, bring your sister over here. Let her dance with me just for the hell of it.
Tell me, I believe it when you dance and slow it's stuck in your soul. hello and welcome back to another edition of Marauders Baseball on the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network. A beautiful night in Clearwater yet again as your Bradenton Marauders take on the Clearwater Threshers in Game 5 of the six-game series at BayCare Ballpark. Ben Picorni, your voice of the Bradenton Marauders with you, as always, here in Game 38 of 132 this season. The Marauders have lost four straight in this series. Another tight contest going the way of Clearwater. Last night, Bradenton looking for a win just to try and close out the Saturday-Sunday matchups on a high note and head back home for a series with Jupiter after a couple of good performances under their belt. Jesus Castillo will lead off, the switch hitter, batting 271, league-leading 34 walks this year. Tamar Johnson bats second, plays at second. He has a .400 average in his last five games. Rodolfo Nolasco bats third. Jack Brannigan makes his second start after a month out due to injury, batting in the cleanup spot. Rivas sixth, and Manuel Torero bats following him. Samilo Planchart and Treadaway go 7-8 and nine. Estebanzon Jimenez starts for Clearwater, a 1-0 record for the right-hander, 4.38 ERA, making his fifth start of the season, 12.1 innings pitched, 17 strikeouts, and just one walk in 2023. Leach catches Moore at first, Otto Kemp at second, Eric Brito at short, Felix Reyes at third, Rosario Crawford and Rinconis Jr. left to right in the outfield. Marauders in their road grays, Clearwater in their red home alternate uniforms. First pitch, Castillo takes. Fastball on the outer half for a called strike. It's 0-1 to get the game started. Right on time at 6:30 p.m. 0-1. Castillo fouls it off. Off-speed pitch on the outer half for strike two. Casey Harms coaching first tonight. Gustavo Amaña at third. Jimenez sets the 0-2 pitch. Line drive in a shallow center field. That's touching down. A leadoff single for Jesus Castillo. He remains hot as a pistol in that leadoff spot. Has a now 16-game on-base streak and an 8-game hit streak. As Tamar Johnson steps in, mentioned Tamar, batting .400. Check that, .467 in his last five games. In the last 10, batting .353. First pitch to him from Jimenez. Tamar takes, fastball misses above the letters, 1-0. Clear skies, a couple of clouds scattered around, but shouldn't have too much effect on the game tonight. And wind blowing stiffly out to right field. The 1-0 pitch to Tamar. He takes, fastball located above the knees over the plate for strike one called. Marauders with a 10-12 record on the road. Clearwater 19-3 at home this season. Four-game win streak for the Threshers and four-game losing streak for your Marauders. Pickoff throw to first. Castillo dives back safely. Made it to the bag before the ball had even reached the glove of the first baseman Moore. Marauders got the leadoff man in four of their nine innings offensively yesterday. The 1-1 pitch. Tamar bounces one foul first base side. And the count 1-2 now. Marauders, with getting all those men on base, left 10 in the game. And in every inning except for the ninth, Bradenton left a man on. Ball and two strikes to Johnson. Jimenez checks Castillo and fires home. Swing and a miss. Tamar beaten by high fastball. Strike three, one away. That brings up Rodolfo Nolasco. Nolasco with a team-leading .303 batting average this year. 12 RBI, 2 home runs, .418 on base percentage. Was 2-for-5 last night. Third game he started in this series. First pitch to Nolasco from Jimenez. Castillo takes off for second. Breaking ball misses low, and the catcher, Leach, couldn't make a clean transfer. It's a stolen base for Castillo. And now a man in scoring position for the Marauders with one away in the top of the first. Good pitch to go on. It was a breaking ball below the zone, aided by the mishandle by the catcher Leach. Jimenez Jimenez set the 1-0 pitch. Velasco hits one high in the air to left field, staying in the ballpark. Left fielder and center fielder both calling it, seem to have trouble with it, and it'll be the center fielder Crawford who makes the grab at the end for the second out. Velasco got a lot of it, but got under it, even with how high that ball was hit straight in the air. It was up above the light towers. Still had enough juice on it to push it within 20 feet of the warning track in left field. Brannigan up now. Played on Friday night. His first game in a long while after being out with an injury. Was 0 for 4 with a pair of strikeouts that evening. Batting 240 on the season. No RBI for him. Great chance to change that here. Castillo with a good lead at second. Two away, the first pitch to Brannigan. He takes, breaking ball in the outer half. Well located and called a strike. It's 0-1. Marauders find themselves now in fourth place in the Florida State League West Division behind both Dunedin and Fort Myers in second and third. And eight games off these first place Clearwater Threshers. The 0-1 with 2-2 to Brannigan. Swing and a miss. He chases a slider way outside for strike two. Got out in front on it. Javier Rivas in the on-deck circle if Brannigan can battle here and reach base. Two away. The pitch. Popped foul. First base side out of play. Brannigan spoils another well-located breaking ball low and away to stay alive. No balls, two strikes, two outs. Castillo at second after leading off this game with a base hit single. Jimenez comes set. The two-strike offering again to Jack Brannigan. Time called. Pitch clock violation. Against the pitcher Jimenez, it's ball one. Can usually time it up with my call of the pitch coming to the plate based on the pitch clock. There's 2 seconds left. And the pitcher just frozen. Did not deliver home. 1-2 the count now. Fourth pitch of the at-bat to Brannigan. Check of Castillo, the offering. Fastball down the middle, called strike three. Jimenez strikes out a pair in the top of the first. The Marauders leave a man in scoring position. And we go to the home half with J.P. Massey coming to the mound for Bradenton in a scoreless ball game when we return on the Marauders Radio Network.
Boot, scoot, and boogie to the ballpark on Saturday, August 19th as your Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Bring your Ariats and Stetsons and join us for a night celebrating the greatest music in our amazing agriculture industry in Southwest Florida. Get your tickets for Country and Agriculture Night now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join the Bradenton Marauders on Friday, June 9th as we celebrate Faith and Family Night at Leecombe Park. The Marauders take on the Dunedin Blue Jays at 6:30. Come be a part of an evening celebrating you and your loved ones at the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Únete a nosotros para celebrar Copa de la Diversión at Leecombe Park. The Bradenton Barbanegras are back this year as we celebrate Hispanic heritage. Join us to see the Barbanegras take the field on April 23rd, June 17th, and July 15th. Get your tickets today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Early Monday morning to Friday at 5, man, I work, 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 but I don't climb, climb, climb. Boss man can shove that overtime up his can. All I want to do is put a drink in my hand.
Back here for the bottom of the first on the Marauders Radio Network at BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater. J.P. Massey starts for Bradenton. 3.47 ERA and a 2-2 record for the righty. 23 and a third pitch, 35 punch-outs, 13 walks. Opponents batting 239 against him. Rosario leads it off, the left fielder batting 226 this year. Takes fastball up and in, call the ball, and it's 1-0. Justin Crawford bats second, Otto Kemp third, Rinconis Jr. cleans it up. The 1-0 pitch from Massey. Fastball at the knees, call the ball, and it's 2-0. Byers, Reyes, and Moore go 5-6-7, Leach and Brito in the 8 and 9 spots. The 2-0 for Massey. Fastball in the inner half gets called a strike, and it's 2-1. Similar spot to the last delivery, maybe brought it up about one or two ball widths more. Got the arm raised. The 2-1. Breaking ball in the dirt. 3-1 quickly to Rosario. Massey wants a fresh baseball from the dugout. Planchart catches Castillo at first. Termarch second. Rebounds it short. Branigan at third. Terrero, Nolasco, and Treadaway left to right in the outfield. 3-1. Fastball inner half. Called a strike. Rosario had begun to rip his Evo shield off the front elbow and had to re-slap the Velcro on and step in. The full count pitch. Bounce back to the mound. Massey fields well. Steps and throws a strong firing throw to first in time. Very wild and massive windup for Massey on that throw to the bag, but beat the runner Rosario by about a foot and a half for out number one. Sorry for the stumble there. Just was a very unorthodox throw to first base from J.P. Massey. Would have loved to see the gun on that offering. Justin Crawford up. Takes fastball. Call the ball. Pitch looked in a good spot, but it's 1-0. Crawford leads the Threshers with a .327 batting average. 17 RBI, 400 on base percentage. He watches a breaking ball miss above his shoulders in the count, 2-0. Crawford, the fourth-ranked prospect in the Philadelphia Phillies organization, putting on a good show this season, the 2-0. Grounded hard towards second. Termar fields the letter high hop. Throw to first in plenty of time, and there's two down. Ball was drilled off the bat. 107 the exit velocity. To hit a ball that hard and get on top of it is impressive in a more ironic fashion. As Otto Kemp steps in, three-spot hitter. 262 average in 2023. Four home runs, 17 RBI. He watches a breaking ball travel into the low and away corner for a called strike. It's 0-1. Kemp with 25 walks this year. Leads the Threshers with that. 0-1 for Massey. Fastball in the outer half. Burned across the outside corner for strike two called. No balls, two strikes, two outs. Bases empty in a scoreless game in the first. Massey trying to make it a 10-pitch inning. His 0-2 offering to Kemp. Swing and a miss, strike three, drop third strike, gets away from Planchart, recollects it quickly, throw to first on the money to Castillo, who touches up the bag to end the inning. 10 pitches, two ground outs, and a strikeout for J.P. Massey on the mound in the first, and we're scoreless after an inning played at BayCare Ballpark. We'll be right back for the second on the Marauders Radio Network. Here on the Marauders Radio Network, Ben Picorni with you. In the top of the second inning at BayCare Ballpark, no score between your baby Buccos and the Threshers. Javier Rivas leads off the inning, 5-6-7. Rivas, Terrero, and Cimillo here due up in in the visiting half of the second inning. Jimenez gave up a hit and struck out two Marauders in the first. No challenges used by either team here in a challenge game. First pitch to Rivas. Drives a breaking ball out to right. Rinconas has a read on it. Calls it and makes a comfortable one-handed grab for the first out. Brings up Emmanuel Terrero. Outfielder second on the team with a 300 average. Second on the team with 20 runs batted in. Second on the team with 23 walks drawn this year. Second in stolen bases as well. He takes the first pitch. Change up down the middle for strike one. Terrero last night was 2-for-4. A one pitch misses low. Another changeup drops below the knees of Terrero. Comfortable take for him in the count, 1-1. Infield heavily shifted towards the first base bag. Terrero takes a heater down the middle. And the count, 1-2 now. The 1-2 with one away to Terrero from Jimenez. Breaking ball misses low. Good take. Terrero never even thought about lifting the bat off the shoulders. Two balls, two strikes, and one away. Marauders got a base runner to lead off the first. Castillo was stranded on second. The 2-2. Breaking ball bounces in the dirt. Might have been skipping in front of home plate and the count full. Two fastballs for strikes. Three changeups for balls in this at-bat. Jimenez set. Full count pitch to Terrero. Misses high. A fastball above the letters for ball four. And the Marauders get a man on with one away in the top of the second. And a speed threat at that in the form of Emmanuel Terrero. Cimillo in the batter's box. Having one heck of a series. Batting 294 on the season. As he pops it up, foul territory, first base side. That one is playable, but into the Marauders' dugout. First baseman Moore reached over the railing, needed another foot and a half to make the play. Goes down as strike one. Cimillo in the series. Batting 333. A home run, a triple, a double. One run batted in. And in the last 10 games, a 345 average. A one pitch from Jimenez to Cimillo. On its way. Cimillo takes fastball shoulder level for ball one to even up the count. Jimenez keeping a keen eye on Terrero, the runner at first. Taking a sizable lead off just to the edge of the cut in the infield grass. Held on by Moore. 1-1 count with one away. Jimenez set. Long pause. Fires a pickoff throw to first. Terrero's down and dirty and back safely before the throw even reached the base. Wind blowing out to right center field. As we have seen every game this series. The 1-1 pitch. Terrero fakes a steal as Jimenez bends the slider in the back door, called strike two. Cimillo gave it a good look. Did not challenge. One ball, two strikes, one away. Terrero on first after he drew a full count walk. The pitch to Cimillo. Terrero takes off. High fastballs popped up in the infield. Third base side and foul ground. Couple men after it, and the play made by Reyes in foul territory. For the second out. That one hit way up above the light poles. Launch angle of 77 degrees. Pretty hard to hit it any more straight up in the air than that. Cimillo just missed a high fastball. That's been the issue that he ran into. Not an issue, more of a frustration that he ran into yesterday. Just got under a couple that he thought were leaving the ballpark. Planchard in the batter's box. Planchy takes a breaking ball. Called a strike and it's 0-1. Planchard batting 205 this year, 14 RBI, a home run. In the last five games, Planchy batting 182 after going on a hot streak the last series at home. Pickoff throw to first, Trero dives back safely. Got a great jump on the pitch. Cimillo popped out in the infield. Jimenez set the 0-1 pitch to Planchard. Planchy takes a very late swing and a miss at a fastball over the heart of the plate for strike two. Calls time and steps out. Another great crowd in Clearwater. It's been a great atmosphere here all week in the ballpark. Torero off first. No balls, two strikes, two out. Pickoff throw to first. Torero's back safely. That's the two disengagements allowed to Jimenez without successfully completing a pickoff attempt. So if he opts to make another, it's a balk. Expect to see Torero take off here. Breaking ball count. The 0-2, Torero goes. Curveball misses low. No throw from the catcher. Stolen base for Torero, but the pitch challenged. And the call is confirmed of a ball. Thrashers 0-for-1 now in challenge attempts tonight and give Torero his ninth stolen base of the season. Puts himself in a scoring position, so back-to-back innings in the first and second with men in scoring position for Bradenton. Ball and two strikes with two-way to Planchard, the pitch. Planchy flies it out in the air to right, backing up on it towards the track is Rinconis Jr. He's under it, makes the squeeze to end the inning. Marauders leave another man in scoring position. No runs, no hits, no errors. We're through an inning and a half at BayCare Ballpark. Scoreless between the Marauders and Threshers when we come back.
What's better than a man's best friend and the best hard seltzer in the world? Both at a baseball game. Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw, is back at Lecom Park this season. Fans 21 and up can enjoy special deals on White Claws with their four-legged friend alongside them on April 21st, May 26th, June 16th, July 21st, and August 18th. Fresh water and relief areas for your pets will be available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, May 27th at Lecom Park as we salute our country's amazing servicemen and women on Military Appreciation Night. Your Marauders will take the diamond against the Clearwater Threshers at 6:30 wearing patriotic-themed jerseys. The night will be capped off with a fireworks display presented by Budweiser. Active service members and veterans will receive a free ticket with discounted tickets offered for family members. Head to BradentonMarauders.com to get your tickets today.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Back here for the bottom of the second at BayCare Ballpark. Ben Picorni with you on the Marauders Radio Network here tonight. No score between the Threshers and Marauders after an inning and a half. J.P. Massey threw just 10 pitches in the first, got a strikeout and a pair of groundouts. He faces the cleanup man, Gabriel Rinconis Jr., to start the inning. First pitch. Breaking ball looped in there, called the ball. Man, that looked to be in a great spot. Surprised not to see Planchard challenge, and it's 1-0. Rinconis Jr. batting 278 with five home runs. Takes a wave and a miss at a ball in the dirt. Curveball fell off the table. Strike one to even up the count. One pitch. Grounded hard up the middle. Rivas has a beat on it. His throw to first in time. Good stretch from Castillo to reach out there and pluck it. There's one down quickly. Third ground out and four men face for Massey. As Jordan Viers, the left-handed hitting DH, steps in. Batting 173 this year, 9 RBI, 3 home runs, 268 on base mark. First pitch to him is driven high and deep to center field. And the last goes back to the warning track. He makes the play with about 4 or 5 feet to spare for out number two. That ball was drilled by Byers. Hit at 391 feet. 104 off the bat. But they all count the same in Massey. Has two outs off. Just four pitches thrown in the inning. Felix Reyes up. 7 for 24 in six games this year. Three RBI for the power-hitting righty. First pitch. Fastball at the top of the zone. Called a strike and it's 0-1. Efficient thus far from Massey. Highly efficient. A one breaking ball weakly rolled towards Brannigan. Makes a great glove pace. Sprinting throw to first in time. A good stretch to end the inning. Massey throws just six pitches in the second inning and gets three quick outs to send this thing to the third. Still no score between Bradenton and Clearwater. We'll be back for the third with 9-1-2 due up for the Marauders when we return.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Take me out to the ball game. Swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing. Swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing, yeah.
Back here for the third inning. At BayCare Ballpark, Ben Picorni with you. No score between the Threshers and Marauders. Tanner Treadaway leading it off. 3 for 17 at the plate in four games played this year. Has two RBI to his name. Esteban Jimenez, two innings pitched, has given up a hit, a walk, and punched out a pair. Treadaway bats from the right side. First offering. Takes a well-located fastball in the outer half for strike one. Third baseman moving up to the grass, 0-1 pitch. Treadaway nearly falls over as he swung at a slider in the dirt for strike two. Got way out in front of it. No balls, two strikes quickly to Tanner Treadaway. The Oklahoma Sooner gives a tap of the plate with his bat as Jimenez comes set. Two strike offering. Fouled off of Treadaway in the batter's box. Might have hit his bat twice after it bounced off the ground and will do the 0-2 again. Two-strike pitch from Jimenez to Treadaway again. Weakly grounded towards third. Foul by about half a foot. And Treadaway stays alive for one more. Back-to-back two-strike pitches fought away. Treadaway adjusts the batting gloves as he reclaims his bat from the home plate area. Jimenez set the 0-2 pitch for a third time. Driven down the left field line. That one heading towards the corner, but there to make the play is Rosario. He gets a lucky beat on it and makes the catch for the first out. Treadaway deserved more from that swing of the bat. Made really solid contact. Top of the order in Jesus Castillo up now. 1 for 1 in the game. Dropped a line drive over the head of the second baseman to lead off the contest as he takes a fastball up and away for ball one. One-oh pitch. Castillo swings and tips a fastball in and out of the glove of the catcher. Leach for a strike to even things up. Marauders with a base runner in the first on Castillo's single. Terrero walked in the second. Both of them stole second base. 1-1 pitch looped into shallow center field. Couple men charging onto it. And the play is made after a massive collision between Justin Crawford and Eric Brito. That's the second out. And both men a little slow to get up. Athletic trainers running out there now. That is why you call the ball. If anyone's in the wrong, you don't want to say someone's in the wrong, but just baseball thinking, it's always the outfielder's call when he's charging in versus a shortstop making an over-the-shoulder catch. Crawford slid to get out of the way of Brito, who is sprinting headfirst into center field. And the slide took him out. Almost looked like a dirty soccer tackle or a spike slide into second base. Brito was upended, and now both men who originally waved off the trainers are being tended to. Chris Murphy, interim manager of the Threshers, out there now. Marty Malloy, Threshers full-time manager, still suspended for the fist fight that happened between the Tarpons and Threshers a couple weeks ago. Trainers are both going to head back to the dugout. So two away, both men are okay. Really thought Castillo was going to get a base hit there. Did not look like a ball either man was going to get to. Two down and the base is empty with Termar Johnson stepping in now. Termar struck out in a four-pitch at-bat in the first inning. Termar steps in now after Jimenez was given a couple of warm-up tosses. Termar with a five-game on-base streak and a four-game hit streak entering tonight. Mentioned numerous times how well he's looked with the bat in hand lately as he watches a fastball miss up and away for ball one. Next pitch, fastball misses outside. Tight take, but a good one, and it's 2-0. Threshers are the only team to attempt a challenge tonight. It was unsuccessful in the second inning from the catcher, Leach. The 2-0. Termar got a good piece of a fastball, fouled it straight back for a strike, and it's 2-1. Jimenez with the pitch count at 36 right now. 2-1, 2 away the pitch. Termar takes fastball above the letters, and the count 3-1 now. Nolasco waits on deck if he gets another chance to step in here. Termar is able to reach the 3-1. Called ball four, fastball away. Termar draws the 5-pitch, 90-foot free pass to get Bradenton their two-out base runner. Make it now three straight innings, getting a man on. That extends Termar's on-base streak to now six consecutive games with Rodolfo Nolasco stepping in. Nolasco 2-for-5 last night, flied out to center field in the first inning. First pitch to him. Nolasco sharply grounds it foul, third base side towards the Thresher dugout for strike one. I've yet to see Termar steal a base this year. Had a double-digit total in a couple of weeks with the Marauders last year. Has the speed to do it. And he takes off here. Breaking ball misses low and away. Throw down to second is not in time. He's safe. And Brito down on the ground after he had to extend his body to try and make a catch on the throw down. Got helicoptered a bit. I think he caught a piece of Tamar's shoulder or helmet. He's down on the ground still, and again, the training staff out to give aid to him. check that. That was Otto Kemp, I believe, the second baseman, actually. A lot of guys getting checked down by the trainers here today for the Threshers, more so just in this inning. Give Termar his first stolen base of the year. That makes it three straight innings of a Marauder getting on base and then stealing second. Both those men left there. So Kemp seems to be okay. Trainer and manager back to the dugout yet again. It was a ball on the pitch, breaking ball missed low in the count, 1-1 to Nolasco. And a common theme here in Clearwater is players giving stuff that fans throw onto the field from center field and right field back to them. It's got to be at least three or four times a game we pause, throw a baseball, a cup, a hat, whatever it is, off the playing surface. 1-1 with two away to Nolasco. Tomorrow at second after the stolen base. He's got a massive lead. Pitch. Nolasco drives one high and deep down the left field line. This one is foul. The second time in as many days that Nolasco's missed a home run by no more than 10 feet to the left of the pole. Had the legs, couldn't keep it between the lines. He was way early on a slider. Still did enough to nearly park it beyond the wall. 1-2 with 2-8 to Nolasco. Tomorrow at second. No score in the top of the third. The pitch. From Jimenez, Nolasco swings and misses very late at a high fastball. Chased it for strike three to end the inning. So for the third straight inning, the Marauders leave a man on second base. And we head to the bottom of the third with still no score between the Marauders and Threshers when we come back on the Marauders Radio Network.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, May 27th at Leacon Park as we salute our country's amazing servicemen and women on Military Appreciation Night. Your Marauders will take the diamond against the Clearwater Threshers at 6:30 wearing patriotic-themed jerseys. The night will be capped off with a fireworks display presented by Budweiser. Active service members and veterans will receive a free ticket with discounted tickets offered for family members. Head to BraintonMarauders.com to get your tickets today.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, July 14th for Nine Devils Tribute Night at Leacon Park. The Marauders will wear Nine Devils-themed jerseys to honor the Negro League pioneers of baseball in Bradenton that were a part of the game's great history that paved the way for Black and African American players in the game of baseball. Get your tickets to Nine Devils Night at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders fans, mark your calendars for Marauders Thirsty Thursdays. On April 20th, May 11th and 25th, June 8th, 15th and 29th, as well as July 20th, August 3rd, 17th and 31st. Thirsty Thursdays will feature discounted alcohol prices for all fans 21 and over, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Get your tickets today for Marauders Thirsty Thursday at BradentonMarauders.com.
Well, you know you make me.
Back here for the bottom of the third at BayCare Ballpark. Ben Picorni with you on Marauder Radio Network. No score between the Baby Bucks and the Threshers. J.P. Massey has set down the first six men he's faced in order. The right-hander used just 18 pitches in those first two innings. Cole Moore in the batter's box, first pitch to him. Grounds it hard towards first. Castillo makes the grab at the foul line and steps on first on himself for the first out. So one pitch, one out. Efficiency in abundance for J.P. Massey this evening. That is the second one pitch out he's gotten. He's also gotten two outs off just two pitches in this game as well. So has thrown just four balls in the first seven men he's faced. First pitch to the next man up, Ryan Leach, the catcher. He takes a curveball at the knees for strike one. Leach has made two appearances this year, struggling at the plate, 1-for-10. 0-1 breaking ball nails the low and away corner, a called strike, and it's 0-2. Massey going right after the catcher, who forgot to call time when stepping out, nearly got himself a pitch clock violation. Now back in the box. The 0-2 from Massey. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Three pitches and a punch out for the second man down this inning. Eight straight set down by Massey. Little League night here at BayCare Ballpark, and a Little League team that is the Marauders in their league sitting behind the Bradenton dugout. Gotta love that. As the batter Eric Brito takes a fastball up and away in the count, 1-0. Planchart hesitated for a moment. The 1-0 pitch driven down the right field line, but tailing foul and out of play for strike one to even up the count. Ball and a strike with two away. Massey trying to set down the first nine men in order. The 1-1 pitch to Eric Brito. Curveball misses away, overthrew it, and it's 2-1. Brito with 16 RBI this year. 363 on base percentage, 278 the average for the nine spot man. The 2-1 pitch from Massey. Popped foul, first base side. Planchart chased after it for a couple of steps and gave up on it. It's about 10 rows back into the seats above the Bradenton dugout for strike two. Brito calls time, steps out, adjusts the batting gloves. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Deuces wild in a scoreless game in the bottom of the third. The pitch driven to center. Alasco has a read on it. Shuffles to his right and makes the squeeze to end the inning. Massey with a nine-pitch inning here in the bottom of the third. He has under 30 pitches with three innings pitched. We're still scoreless going to the fourth when we come back on the Marauders Radio Network. Back here for the top of the fourth at BayCare Ballpark. No score between the Threshers and Marauders after three innings. Jack Brannigan leading things off here. The Marauders go 4-5-6. Brannigan, Rivas, and Torero in the inning. Brannigan 0-for-1 tonight. Struck out looking in the first. Looking for his first hit after coming off the IL. And instead of getting a hit, he's going to get hit as a breaking ball backed up on Jimenez and struck Brannigan on the forearm. A hit by pitch to put the leadoff man on and make it four consecutive innings now in this game with the Marauders getting a man on base with a good set in the lineup following behind him. Rivas in the box now. Flied out to center. His first trip up. Torero waits behind him. Who's going to be the first one to tally in this game? First pitch, Rivas takes a home run swing but comes up empty at a fastball down the middle for strike one. Brannigan does have two stolen bases and two attempts this year. Coming in those first five games before he went down injured. The 0-1 Rivas, another swing, another miss at a middle fastball for strike two. Just seems so late getting his hands around, and Rivas takes such a big load in his swing that he gets so far back with those hands, almost seems like it takes him too long to get around to a really well-thrown fastball. 0-2 pitch from Jimenez. Breaking ball. This time Rivas spoils it away to stay alive, and we'll do the 0-2 again. Marauders have left a man on scoring position in each of the first three innings. Left a man on base in every inning in last night's game except for the ninth when they went down in order. The 0-2. Rivas swings and misses at a breaking ball that almost hit him in the dirt for strike three and out number one. It's been an issue. It seemed like Rivas had rectified in the last few weeks. He was at a point where he was striking out more than half the at-bats he took about a month into the season. One away with Terrero in the box. He walked in a full count AB in the second inning. Takes a late swing and a miss at a fastball right down the middle for strike one. I don't know if this fastball has some really nasty movement to it, but the Marauders getting pitches right over the heart of the plate, just not connecting on them. 0-1 offering. Terrero gets on a fastball, but it's late. It's fouled off, straight back for strike two. Not that I can throw anywhere near this velocity, but only 90-91 on the fastball, so not really what you would consider a blow-by heater for Jimenez. We've seen the Marauders face much higher velocity throwers. As the 0-2 pitch is grounded weakly to short, relay to second for one, throw to first, not in time. Terrero beats out the double play ball, but Brannigan retired at second on the 6-4, and there's two away. Does keep the inning alive and give Nick Cimillo a chance to do some damage. Popped out in foul ground to the third baseman Reyes his first trip. Batting 279 this year. Entering this game in the last five contests, batting 333. Making some really, really solid contact here in Clearwater. First pitch to Cimillo will have to wait. It's a pickoff throw to first. Terrero back with a dive safely. The throw not really troubling the base runner. Cimillo with a 10-game on-base streak as he watches a fastball just below the belt over the heart of the plate for strike one. Cimillo was 1-for-4 last night. Just missed a homer in that game as well. Was 1-for-4 with a triple on Friday. 0-1 pitch. Cimillo takes. Fastball down the middle for strike two. He's going to call time and step out. Firmly taps both toes of his New Balance cleats with the bat. Does it again as he steps back in. No balls, two strikes, two outs. Marauders with a man on first here in the top of the fourth inning. Jimenez comes set. Two strike offering to Cimillo. We'll have to wait. Pickoff throw to first once again. Terrero gets back easily without too much to worry about. Second disengagement of the at-bat for Jimenez. 0-2, it's a breaking ball count. Likely to see Emmanuel take off for second here. The 0-2 pitch. Terrero fakes the steal as Cimillo weakly grounds one towards short. They take the short route to second to end the inning. Marauders leave a man on for the fourth consecutive inning. And we are still scoreless going to the bottom of the fourth here tonight in Clearwater. Massey back to the mound when we come back on the Marauders Radio Network.
Marauders fans, mark your calendars for Marauders Thirsty Thursdays on April 20th, May 11th and 25th, June 8th, 15th and 29th, as well as July 20th, August 3rd, 17th and 31st. Thirsty Thursdays will feature discounted alcohol prices for all fans 21 and over, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Get your tickets today for Marauders Thirsty Thursday at BradentonMarauders.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Back here for the bottom of the fourth on the Marauders Radio Network. Ben Picorni with you at BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater. No score between the Marauders and the Threshers after 3.5 innings. J.P. Massey cut through the first 9 men in just 27 pitches. He faces Ricardo Rosario, the top of the order man, who grounded out to the mound back in the first. Shows bunt, pulls back. Massey throws a fastball upstairs that misses the top half of the zone for ball one. Massey nods at the sign from Planchart, the 1-0 pitch to Rosario. Check swing, yes he did, says the home plate umpire. Rosario goes around enough, it's called a strike in the count 1-1. Massey threw a curveball in the dirt about 2 feet outside. Rosario did not do a good job of holding the hands up. Now the 1-1 pitch, driven high and deep to left center field, but Nolasco has a read on it. Makes the grab about 5 feet in front of the warning track for out number one. These are balls that are well struck. A couple times, Clearwater put one in the outfield. And they just seem like pieces of contact that we've seen leave this ballpark so many times in the series, but staying within the confines this night as Justin Crawford steps in 0 for 1. Takes a breaking ball down the middle for strike one. Massey loops it in there to get ahead in the count. Crawford batting 323 entering this at-bat. 0-1 pitch. Fouled off straight back into the netting behind home plate for strike two. Well-located sinker on the outer half. Not much Crawford could do with that pitch except exactly what he did, fouling it off. The 0-2 pitch to Crawford with one away from Massey. Takes low. Competitive fastball just below the knees. Crawford almost folded over, trying to hold himself up there in the count 1-2. Massey rocks and fires the 1-2 now. Bounces it into the plate, a sinker. Must have not had a good grip on it. Kicked up some dirt about 2 feet in front of home plate for ball two. Count even at a pair apiece to Crawford, batting average leader and speedster for these Threshers. 2-2 pitch now from Massey. Swing and a miss, strike three. Breaking ball folds Crawford for strike three and out number two.
The second baseman, Otto Kemp.
11 outs recorded by Massey in this game off just 33 pitches. Otto Kemp steps in. He's 0 for 1. Struck out on three straight in the first inning. Walks leader for Clearwater as he makes an oop swing. Ground ball towards first, but it's a foot foul. Castillo tried to wait to see if it would come back into fair territory. Instead, just knocked it away for strike one. Check swing from Kemp. Didn't get the bat out there much, but an inner half delivery. Rolled it towards first. That'd be a pretty frustrating way to go out. A check swing ground out to first end the inning. Sure, Massey would take it. I would take it. 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball misses outside. Kemp's able to lay off of it. 1-1 the count. He chased a couple of curveballs well outside in his last trip to the plate. Saw him go down, swinging away. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 93 at the knees. Kemp had no chance on that one. Beaten by it low for strike two in the count. 1-2 now. As Kemp stepped back in, now calls time again. It's all routine. Adjust this Velcro on the batting gloves. Deep breath, steps in. And a game of superstitions. The 1-2 with two away from Massey. Breaking ball misses low and away. Planchart can't find it. That's ball two to even up the count. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Massey trying to get through four and under 40 pitches. Righty fires. Grounder up the middle. That's a base hit. Cheap single for Kemp. Gives Clearwater their first base runner of the night. Rivas was playing in no man's land on the left side of the diamond. A rollover ground ball. Puts a man on with two away in the fourth as Gabriel Rincones Jr. steps in. Grounded out to short in the second inning, 0 for 1. First pitch. Breaking ball down the middle. Called a strike and it's 0-1. Rincones Jr. not liking that one that was moving towards the back kneecap. Massey set the one strike offering. Fastball at the knees. Called a ball and it's 1-1 now. Count even with two down in the inning. Kemp the runner on first as a fastball misses eye level to Rincones Jr. for ball two. Just got to settle in if you're JP. Tough to battle back. Gave up a hit for the first time this game to a man that did not deserve it. The 2-1. Weakly grounded towards first. Castillo fields it. He flips to Massey, who sprints to the bag and beats Rincones there to end the inning. Threshers break up the perfect game in the fourth. No runs on a hit, no errors, and they leave one. We go to the fifth, still scoreless at BayCare Ballpark when we come back on the Marauders Radio Network.
It's a little of both, they say. Our ball club may be minor league, but at least it's Triple A. We sit below the Marlboro Man, above the right field wall. We do the wave all by ourselves. Hey, up, a blind man could have made that call. We like our beer flat as candy. We like our dogs with mustard and relish. We got a great pitcher, what's his name? Well, we can't even spell it. We don't worry about the pen as much. We just like to see the boys hit it deep. There's nothing like the view from the cheap seats.
Back here for the top of the fifth at BayCare Ballpark. Ben Picorni with you on the Marauders Radio Network. No score between Bradenton and Clearwater. Through the first four innings, both teams with just one hit apiece, but the Marauders have gotten a man on in every inning. They've left a man on base in every inning. Trend we saw last night, Planchart leading off the fifth. Flied out to right in his first trip, 0 for 1. Batting just above 200 this year. First pitch to Planchy. Fouls a Hoff, a high breaking ball into the seats on the first base side for strike one. Planchart homered on the Tuesday night matchup in this series, his first of the year. Jimenez's 0-1 offering. Planchart beaten by a fastball, swing and a miss for strike two. Marauders seem so late on the fastball pitching tonight of Jimenez, but as I mentioned, 2,200 spin rate, 91 miles per hour. Just based on the metrics, not anywhere near even being in the top half of the nastiest fastballs we've seen this season. The 0-2 pitch. Fastball misses high. Around the letters for ball one. Planchart does well to lay off of it. Wind still blowing out to right. The 1-2 pitch. Planchy drives a breaking ball to right field. Moving back towards the warning track is Rincones Jr. He's on the track, backpedaling to the wall, and makes the grab for the first out. Brings up the nine spot of Tanner Treadaway. He put a good swing on a ball his last trip up, lined out down the left field side, and is 0 for 1 this evening, 3 for 18 on the season. Third baseman Reyes plays even with the bag. First pitch, Treadway takes fastball down the middle for strike one. Marauders got to get some run support for J.P. Massey. As Treadway bloops one into shallow left field, couple men charge onto it, and it's left fielder Rosario who makes the call and the catch for the second out. Massey's allowed just one base runner. Marauders have left three in scoring position in this game. Jesus Castillo, who's done a great job getting on base this series and all season long. One for two at the dish tonight. Extended his on-base streak to 16 consecutive games. First pitch to him. Takes up and away a ball. Fastball missed. It's 1-0. Castillo batting 385 in the last five games. 1-0. Takes a slider low and away that didn't have enough bite to it from Jimenez for ball two. Pitch. Jesus takes fastball at the belt, called a strike, and it's 2-1. Jimenez working quickly, the 2-1. Fastball misses up and in. Castillo leans out of the way to get out of it. And the count 3-1 now. Jamar Johnson waits on deck if Castillo can draw his 35th walk of the season here. 3-1. Misses low and in, ball four. Castillo adds to his league-leading walks total to give Bradenton a runner in the fifth straight inning. And bring Tamar Johnson to the plate with two down. And a chance to start the rally for the Pirates' number one overall prospect. Tamar walked on five pitches in the third, stole his first base of the season when he reached that, and struck out on a four-pitch at-bat, went down swinging in the first. Pitch to Tamar from Jimenez. Takes low. Changeup misses just around the dirt for ball one. Jimenez comes set. 60-plus pitches for him tonight as he misses high and away with a fastball, and it's 2-0. Pitch there from Jimenez. Right-hander set the 2-0 offering to Tamar Johnson. Misses up and away. Ooh, called a strike. Fastball looked to be a good ways outside, but Tamar opts not to challenge in the count 2-1. Neutral count to Tamar. Castillo with good speed on first has a stolen base already tonight. 2-1 pitch. Misses high and away. Similar spot. Gets the call of a ball this time, and it's 3-1. Jimenez had walked just one in his 12 innings entering tonight. Has already given out three free passes. Could make it four here. The 3-1 pitch with two away to Tamar. Misses upstairs. Ball four. Back-to-back five-pitch walks put men on first and second for Bradenton with two outs here in the top of the fifth inning. And it brings the three-spot man Rodolfo Nolasco to the plate. Castillo up to second, Tamar to first. Second time he's walked tonight. And the catcher, Ryan Leach, heads out to the mound to talk to Esteban Zan Jimenez. Pitching coach Matt Hockenberry going to join him. The pause. We'll look at the upcoming schedule. The Marauders and Threshers close out this series tomorrow at noon. The Dr. Derek Diamond expected to start for Bradenton before we head back home for a six-game stretch taking on the Jupiter Hammerheads. They lead the East Division with a record only two games better than these Marauders. 6:30 games Tuesday through Saturday next week before we finish it off as usual at Lecom Park with a noon game on Sunday. Mental Health Awareness Night and Paws and Claws this upcoming Friday at Lecom. And then a week from today, Military Appreciation Night, followed by post-game fireworks in what should be a action-packed and hopefully homestand filled with Marauders victories. Nolasco in the batter's box after the powwow concluded. 0 for 2 today, a flyout and a strikeout. Team batting average leader. First pitch to him. Takes pitch on the outer half, called a strike, and it's 0-1. Nolasco batting 294 entering this trip to the plate. Castillo at second, Tamar Johnson at first. 0-1 pitch from Jimenez to Nolasco. Swings and misses, chases a slider about 3 feet outside for strike two. Marauders at risk of leaving their fifth and sixth men on base and their fourth man in scoring position in this game. Jimenez checks second. The 0-2 pitch to Nolasco. Offering misses upstairs. A slider didn't bite low enough. A ball in the count. 1-2 now. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Two men on. Top five in a scoreless game. The pitch to Nolasco. Takes low. Fastball overthrown. Lands below the knees for ball two. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, and two base runners. The deuce is wild and then some here in the top of the fifth. Jimenez fires. Nolasco takes breaking ball above the belt and the count full now. Three straight three-ball counts. Runners will take off with the pitch. Omania signals that from his third base coaching spot. Full count, two outs, two men on in a scoreless game in the top of the fifth. Biggest chance of the night, the payoff. Taken low, ball four. Ooh, called strike three. Nolasco challenges instantly. That looked very low. No way. Call is confirmed. Catcher picked it up off the dirt. That ends the inning. Nolasco goes down looking. And the Marauders leave yet another man in scoring position. Two left, no runs, no hits, no errors. Halfway through the game, still no score, and we come back on the Marauders Radio Network.
Marauders fans, join us on Saturday, September 2nd to celebrate you, the best fans in baseball. Fan Appreciation Night will feature 9 innings of prizes and giveaways. And you can't have a great night at the ballpark without some post-game fireworks presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets for this premium game today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders fans, join us on Saturday, July 22nd as we celebrate Pride Night at Leecom Park. Your Marauders will take on Fort Myers at 6:30, and we invite all of you to take in a Marauders victory as we host Pride in the Plaza to celebrate the LGBTQ+ community. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Join the Bradenton Marauders on Friday, June 9th as we celebrate Faith and Family Night at Leecom Park. The Marauders take on the Dunedin Blue Jays at 6:30. Come be a part of an evening celebrating you and your loved ones at the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Back here for the bottom of the fifth at BayCare Ballpark. Ben Picorni with you on the Marauders Radio Network. No score between Bradenton and Clearwater after 4.5 innings. J.P. Massey back to the mound, has thrown just 44 pitches in the outing and gets ahead with a breaking ball in the outer half to Viers for strike one. Viers, 0-for-1, has seen just one pitch entering this trip, flied out to dead center field back in the second inning. The 0-1 from Massey, driven high and deep to right, but it'll stay in the yard. Treadaway under it, and there's one down. Really weird evening here. And not complaining about it in any way, but just seen so many swings that in these first four games of the series were no doubt about it. Clearing the wall, home runs. Felix Reyes in now 0-for-1. Slashes one first base side, foul by a few feet. Bouncing off the tarp in the right field foul territory for strike one. Reyes grounded out to third. Faced just two pitches in that trip. Massey extremely efficient tonight. Right-hander set the 0-1 pitch to Reyes with one away in the home fifth. Takes a breaking ball low and away. Gave about a quarter of a swing at it, but held up. Count 1-1. Next pitch, driven high and deep to right center field. Nolasco and Treadaway both go after it. Treadaway calls it. The two nearly collide. But Tanner makes the catch in the end for the second out. Marauders almost with a collision of their own.
First baseman, Cole Moore.
as Cole Moore steps in, grounded out to first in a one-pitch at-bat in the third inning. Massey, if he can set down more than three or less, would be out of here with only about 49, 50 pitches thrown. First pitch. Taken out or half. Call the ball, and it's 1-0. Good sinker. Looked to be in the neighborhood of the strike zone. Longer pause this time for Massey. Now the 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball misses low. Comfortable take for Moore, and it's two balls and no strikes now. Hitter friendly count. Fastball count. See if Moore's waiting on it. Massey rocks and fires the two-ball offering. Fastball low and away, nails the corner. In the bottom 90 for strike one. Two balls and a strike now. Bases empty, no score in the bottom of the fifth with two men down. Massey fires home again. Fastball misses up and away, 3-1 now. This is the first time Massey has worked into a three-ball count since the opening at-bat of the night for Clearwater in the bottom of the first inning. He's not thrown three balls since then. The pitch. Call the ball. Really would like to see Planchart challenge that one. Looked to be a strike from here. But it's a walk for Moore. The first free pass of the night handed out by Massey. Free base runners, something this Clearwater team lives and breathes off of. As Ryan Leach steps in, 0-for-1 with a strikeout tonight. First pitch to him. Fastball, call the ball. Planchart challenges instantly. I'm going to eat my hat. It's call the ball. I have no idea how. Planchart caught it middle. It was a fastball. It's not like it's moving. The 1-0 pitch. Man, another pitch right out over the plate. Call the ball, and after using the Marauders' second unsuccessful challenge, Planchart can't really challenge that one. 2-0 the count. Massey fires again to Leach. Chops it to third. It'll bounce foul for strike one. Planchart having a conversation with Tyler Green, the home plate umpire. Massey comes set. Two balls a strike with two outs and a man on first. Trying to get out of this bottom of the fifth. Pitch. Swing and a miss. High fastball blown by Leach for strike two. Count even at a pair apiece. Deuces wild with a man on. One hit for either side. No runs here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Massey trying to send it to the sixth, scoreless. The 2-2 home to Leach. Breaking ball misses low and away in the count full. Back-to-back three-ball counts for Clearwater hitters, and this is where this team puts you in trouble. They get two guys on. And in this ballpark, everyone's in scoring position. Payoff pitch, full count, two outs. Runner goes. Called strike three, breaking ball in the outer half. Leach goes down looking to end the bottom of the fifth inning. We are still scoreless at BayCare Ballpark after five innings here tonight. Marauders with 4, 5, and 6 when we come back in the sixth inning on the Marauder Radio Network.
It gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim, and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Till we fogged up the windows in my old Chevy. I was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. I dropped her off early, but I didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night, a pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much of muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love.
Back here for the top of the sixth at BayCare Ballpark. Ben Picorni with you. Scoreless after five innings of play. And Clearwater go to the bullpen. Alex Rayo, the right-hander, enters in relief of Estebanzan Jimenez. Jack Brannigan leading it off, 0-for-1 tonight, first pitch. Brannigan takes a slider about 3 feet outside. Three's generous, maybe five for ball one. Rayo with 16 innings pitched this year, 6.19 ERA. 23 strikeouts, 8 walks. 1-0 pitch, Brannigan sharply grounds it towards second, scooped up off the turf by Kemp. His sidearm throw to first is in time, and there's one away. Rodgers with just one hit in the game, but have gotten a base runner on in every single inning, have left four men in scoring position tonight. Javier Rivas up, has struck out and flied out in the game. Live batting average at a .231 mark entering this trip. First pitch to him from Rayo. Takes slider away for ball one. Rayo from Hobe Sound, Florida. Eighth round pick in 2022's MLB draft. The 1-0 pitch to Rivas. Takes a big cut and a bigger miss at a high fastball for strike one to even up the count. Rayo set the 1-1 with one away to Javier Rivas. Swing and a miss. He is very, very late on the fastball tonight. It's strike two. Rayo with a fastball splitter change slider mix. If I were him, I'd go back to the heat here. Rivas having a tough time catching up to it. The 1-2 pitch. Fastball down the middle. Strike three. Swing and a miss, and there's two away. Two down quickly with Emmanuel Torero stepping in. Has reached twice, once on a walk, the other on a fielder's choice. 0-for-1 night for the Marauders' speedy outfielder. First pitch. Grounds one hard up the middle, a base hit into center field. Torero with a... He's going to try and stretch for a double. The throw into second, and he's out. Torero had a guaranteed two-out single on a ball that went no more than 30 feet into the outfield. And he was out by 5 or 6 feet into the second base bag. A base hit, but out on the 8-4 tag play at second is Torero to end the inning. Marauders, no runs, one hit, no errors, and they leave nobody for the first time tonight. We go to the bottom of the sixth, still no score, and we come back on the Marauders Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, July 14th for Nine Devils Tribute Night at Lecom Park. The Marauders will wear Nine Devils-themed jerseys to honor the Negro League pioneers of baseball in Bradenton that were a part of the game's great history that paved the way for Black and African American players in the game of baseball. Get your tickets to Nine Devils Night at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, May 27th at Lecom Park as we salute our country's amazing servicemen and women on Military Appreciation Night. Your Marauders will take the diamond against the Clearwater Threshers at 6:30 wearing patriotic-themed jerseys. The night will be capped off with a fireworks display presented by Budweiser. Active service members and veterans will receive a free ticket with discounted tickets offered for family members. Head to BradentonMarauders.com to get your tickets.
Back here for the bottom of the sixth on the Marauders Radio Network. Ben Picorni with you in a scoreless game. Two hits for Bradenton, one for Clearwater tonight. As we have another pause as more and more stuff being thrown onto the field. Understand they're just kids, but there's got to be somebody out there that can patrol that area. Not trying to sound like an angry old man, but when you stop every other inning, because people are throwing stuff on the field, it gets a little old. As Massey throws a fastball down the middle, Tyler Green calls it a ball, and it's 1-0. Brito in the batter's box, 0-for-1 tonight. Rolls over a ground ball to third. Brannigan backs up on it, makes the glove play, a strong throw right into the glove of Castillo for out number one. Brannigan's looked very comfortable at the hot corner since his return. Brings a really solid defensive element back into this Marauders infield. Ricardo Rosario at the top of the order up now. He's 0-for-2, a flyout and a ground out back to the mound tonight. Massey fires home. Breaking ball misses upstairs. Ball one. 63 pitches and 5 1/3 for Massey tonight. The 1-0. Fastball down the middle. Called a strike and it's 1-1. Rosario took it all the way in. 92 on the gun from the right-hander. Seen him get up to 95 tonight as well. The 1-1. Breaking ball away. Check swing. Could have been called on the pitch or the swing there. Was called on neither in the count. 2-1 now. Massey trying to get back in an even standing here. The 2-1. Fouled off straight back to the backstop for strike two. Elevated heater. Rosario couldn't catch up to it. Pair of peace with one away. Clearwater with just two base runners tonight. Marauders have had six left. That's actually eight base runners in the game. The 2-2 from Massey to Rosario. Called strike three. Can I help you? Just looking. Challenge though. Call is confirmed. Strike three and out number two. Massey freezes him with the breaking ball. Fifth strikeout of the game for Massey. As Justin Crawford steps in, 0-for-2, a ground out and a strikeout for the two-spot hitter tonight. First pitch to him from Massey. Chopped back to the mound. Massey fields it cleanly. He'll take a couple of steps to first. A gentle underhand toss to Castillo in plenty of time. Massey completes his fourth 1-2-3 inning tonight. And we go to the seventh inning. Still scoreless at BayCare Ballpark when we come back here on the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network.
It's today.
Back here for the top of the seventh at BayCare Ballpark. Ben Picorni, your voice of the Marauders, with you here on the Marauders Radio Network. scoreless game. Two hits for Bradenton, one for Clearwater. Nick Cimillo leading off the top of the seventh. He's 0 for 2 tonight. He's been swinging a hot bat in this series. First pitch takes, slider misses way upstairs for ball one. Cimillo homered in the seventh inning on Wednesday. He's recorded a hit in the last few games as he lines one out to first, sharply hit, but into the glove of Moore for out number one. Brings up Giovanni Planchart. Has flied out to right all the way to the warning track twice tonight. Just missing an opposite field extra base hit or home run on both occasions. Rayo's first pitch. Planchart takes a big late swing and a miss at a fastball for strike one. Planchy steps back in. 0-1 pitch from the righty. Planchy takes fastball over the heart of the plate for strike two called. No balls, two strikes, one away. Bases empty in the top of the seventh. The pitch from Rayo to Giovanni Planchart. Bouncing breaking ball. Kicks up some dirt in front of home plate for ball one. Comfortable take for Planchart. 1-2 the count. Marauders have gotten a man on in every inning here tonight. Both teams scoreless. The 1-2 pitch to Planchart. Swings and misses. Chases a fastball. Shoulder level for strike three and out number two. Brings up the nine spot of Tanner Treadaway. Treadaway has made solid contact in both trips to the plate. Both end up in the left fielder's glove, a line out and a deep fly out. Building blocks are there. Just got to get one to touchdown for him. First offering from Rayo to Treadaway with two down. Pops it up in the infield. Second baseman Kemp calls it, but the shortstop will cut him off and make the grab to end the inning. Marauders set down in order in the top of the seventh as we go to the stretch here at BayCare Ballpark. No score between Bradenton and Clearwater when we come back on the Marauders Radio Network. Back here on the Marauder Radio Network, bottom of the seventh at BayCare Ballpark. No score between the Marauders and Threshers. J.P. Massey's unbelievable outing, an absolute gem, comes to an end as Blake Cederlund, the Major League rehabber, takes to the mound as a ERA this season of 36. His first pitch to Otto Kemp. Fastball misses up and away, 1-0. Cederlund pitched in 2020 at the big league level for the Pirates, and Cederlund challenges a pitch. It's called a ball. Pitch was a ball. And you know me, folks. I will go with the Marauders every time, but pitch was not worth the challenge there, and the Marauders lose their final one of the night. 1-0 pitch misses outside as well, and it's 2-0 to Kemp, who's 1-for-2 tonight. Crowd getting into it here at BankAir Ballpark, the 2-0. Misses outside again, 3-0. Cederlund tossed 5 innings in 2020 with the Pirates. Was out of baseball for 26 months due to injury until a week ago when he pitched back at home. 3-0. Called strike one on the inner half. 3-1 now. Cederlund with his first strike to try and get himself back in the count. Atmosphere rising in the later innings here. 3-1 pitch from Cederlund to Kemp. Ball four. Cederlund this season, this being his third rehab appearance, has an 0-1 record, has pitched 2 innings, given up 8 earned runs, 4 hits, 2 hit batsmen, 4 walks, 3 balks, and 1 strikeout. Opponents batting .444 against him. Rinconis Jr. up with a man on first, nobody out. Pitch. Called a ball. Looked to be good, though, and it's 1-0. This is where Clearwater loves to do damage. They get a man on with nobody out. Get ready for Kemp to take off here. He's got 9 stolen bases this year. The 1-0 pitch from Cederlund. Fastball misses up and away, 2-0. Former big leaguer trying to lock it on the strike zone here. He's got the stuff to do it. Just got to find that control. Two balls, no strikes, nobody out, and a man on first. The pitch popped foul over the press box, out of play for strike one. Cederlund gets a strike. Count moves to 2-1. J.P. Massey finished pitching 6 innings, gave up 1 hit, 1 walk, struck out 5. He was perfect through 3 2/3. The 2-1 pitch from Cederlund fouled off, chopped towards the Marauder dugout for strike two. A swing and a miss away from a massive first out here in the 7th inning. Two count, nobody out, and a runner on first. Only the third base runner of the game for the Threshers. No score in the bottom of the 7th. Cederlund looking for a massive first out. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Cederlund gets the cutter by Rinconis Jr., and there's one away. Brings up the DH and 5 spot man, Jordan Viers. Has seen just 3 pitches tonight, has flied out in 2 trips to the plate. Batting 170 on the season. 3 home runs and 9 RBI. Has a homer in this series. Came in the first inning on Wednesday. Kemp leads off first. Cederlund set. First pitch to Viers. Call the ball. Look to be over the plate, and it's 1-0. Marauders 0-for-3 in all their challenge attempts tonight. Cederlund's 1-0 pitch on the way to Viers. Driven high and deep to left. Chasing into foul territory is Torero. That one gets out of play for strike one. Didn't have the legs to get out, but easily would have been extra bases. A strike is a strike in the count, 1-1 now. Cederlund with 97 mile per hour sinkers being fired at the Clearwater hitters here. One count with one away. One man on, ones across the board here. Cederlund set, even offering to Viers. call the strike. Challenged by Viers. Cutter up and away. And the call is confirmed. And that's strike two, 0-2, or 1-2 the count. Now Clearwater have used all their challenges. They are 0-3 tonight as well. Cedarland set the 1-2 with one away to Viers. On its way. Hard hit grounder past Brannigan and into left field. Second hit of the night for Clearwater puts men on first and second with only one out. And this is where the Threshers like to put teams in trouble. Cedarland going to have to pitch out of this one to keep us scoreless. He's got the stuff to do it. He's just had some unfortunate breaks in his previous outings. Felix Reyes in the batter's box. 0-2, a ground out and a fly out tonight. Kemp on second with great speed. Same story with Viers at first. 9 stolen bases for Kemp, 3 for Viers this season. First pitch. Reyes drives one into center field, a base hit. Nolasco charging onto it. He scoops it up. Throw home is cut off. And the Threshers enter this inning with just one hit and 2 base runners in the game, and they take a 1-0 lead. RBI single for Reyes. Up to third is Viers. Kemp scores. Men on the corners with one away for Cole Moore, who has walked and grounded out tonight. Pinch runner now. Byers going to be pinch ran for by Cade Fergus. So maybe trying to bring in a speedier guy to be able to tag up or come in to score on a bunt. See what the move is for the Threshers. Then on the corners, one away, the first pitch to Cole Moore from Blake Cedarland. We'll wait. It's a pickoff throw to first. Runner back safely. One nothing Threshers. First pitch. Fastball misses way up and outside. Planchart jumps out of the stance to snare it. And the count 1-0. Clearwater with more base runners this inning than the first 6 combined. 1-0 the count with one away. Cedarland would love a double play ball here. Pitch, swing and a miss. Moore can't catch up to a 98 mile an hour sinker at strike one. Ball and a strike with one away. Reyes at first. Fergus the runner on third. Pitch. Fouled off straight back. Crashes into the protective netting behind home plate for strike two. Cedarland is swinging a miss away from a huge strikeout here in the 7th inning. Batter calls time, steps out. One ball, 2 strikes, 1 away. Men on the corners. The Threshers up 1-0 here in the bottom of the 7th inning. Cedarland fires home. Bounces one into the plate. Gets away from Planchart. Reyes goes up to second. Now the double play. Not an opportunity. Wild pitch. Puts 2 men into scoring position now. Two balls, 2 strikes with 1 away. Infield will come in now for Bradenton. Cedarland set. Crucial 2-2 pitch on the way. Check swing. Fouls it off the end of the bat. Moore lucky to stay alive. We'll do the 2-2 again. Two and two the count with one away. Pair of men in scoring position. The pitch bounced into the plate. A ball in the count. Full. Crucial block by Planchard to keep that one in front of him. Right-hander loosening in Bradenton's bullpen in left field. Full count, one out. Two in scoring position for the Threshers. They lead by one. Cedarland trying to get him one step closer to getting out of the jam. Full count offering. Popped up in the infield. Rivas calls it. Shuffles and makes the catch for the second out. Tough one way up above the light poles. Massive out for Cedarland. Two outs, two in scoring position. Ryan Leach into the batter's box, 0 for 2 with two strikeouts. Run came in to score on Reyes' RBI single in the inning. Kemp walked to start it off. Cedarland then bounced back with a punch out. Viers singled through the left side. And Reyes brought a man in to score. Two in scoring position, two away. First pitch to Leach from Blake Cedarland. Fastball way up and outside. Planchard looked like a soccer goalie saving a penalty kick. Reaching way up into his right to stop it. 1-0 the count to Leach. He struck out twice tonight. Cedarland trying to pitch out of the jam here. 1-0 offering. Driven high and deep to right. Treadaway at the warning track, settles, and makes the catch to end the inning. Threshers take the lead. They get one run off a pair of hits, no errors, and they strand two in scoring position. We go to the eighth. Marauders looking for another late inning comeback. 1-0. Clearwater the score, and we come back on the Marauders Radio Network.
Join the Marauders at Lecom Park on Friday, June 16th, as we honor our brave police officers, firefighters, and EMS personnel on First Responders Night at the ballpark. Marauders players wear alternate patriotic-themed jerseys as they take on Fort Myers at 6:30. First responders will gain free entry to the ballpark, and family members are entitled to a discounted ticket. Book your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with South Bay Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 813-565-1000. That's 813-565-1000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call South Bay Medical Clinic now to qualify. 813-565-1000.
What's better than a man's best friend and the best hard seltzer in the world? Both at a baseball game. Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw, is back at Lecom Park this season. Fans 21 and up can enjoy special deals on White Claws with their four-legged friend alongside them on April 21st, May 26th, June 16th, July 21st, and August 18th. Fresh water and relief areas for your pets will be available inside the ballpark.
Back here for the top of the eighth at BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater. Threshers 1, Marauders nothing. Rayo, the first pitch to Castillo. Takes low, ball 1. Both teams 0 for 3 in challenge attempts tonight. The 1-0 pitch to Castillo. Taken up and away, called a strike somehow, and it's 1-1. Castillo has walked, singled, and flied out in the game today. The 1-1 pitch. Takes low and away, a ball. Slider couldn't kick in the back door. It's 2-1. We are challengeless for both teams through the rest of this game. The 2-1 pitch from Rayo to Jesus Castillo leading off the eighth inning. Pops it foul back behind home plate, out of play for a strike in the count 2-2. Marauders have had 8 base runners in the game. Threshers with just 5, but Clearwater leading 1-0. The 2-2 pitch to Castillo. Takes a breaking ball in the dirt. Comfortable take, and it's a full count now. Castillo with 35 walks this season, leading the Florida State League. Rayo's set. Big pitch, the 3-2. Grounded hard through the left side of the infield. A base hit for Jesus Castillo. And the leadoff man is on in the top of the 8th for Bradenton. His second hit of the game. That makes it back-to-back multi-hit nights for Jesus Castillo. As Termar Johnson steps in. He's 0-for-1, a strikeout and 2 walks tonight. Corners in for Clearwater. First pitch to Termar. Takes breaking ball low. Catcher Leach had trouble finding it at first, but collected it quickly. Castillo stays on first. Jesus stole a base in the first inning. Has reached 3 of his 4 times up tonight. 1-0 the count. Nobody out in the tying run at first. Pickoff throw to first is way high. First baseman Moore had to reach way up above the head to snare that one. Castillo dove back safely in time. 1-0 the count. Castillo with a hearty lead off the bag at first. Rayo set. The pitch to Termar Johnson. This is upstairs, an eye-level fastball, and it's 2-0. Maybe a pitch out there. Wasn't thrown away from the plate, but high enough where the catcher was already out of his stance by the time Rayo fired it. Fastball count. Wouldn't expect to see Jesus take off here. The 2-0 pitch to Termar. Fastball, but it misses outside, and it count 3-0 now. A walk would put 2 men on with nobody out here for the Marauders. A dream start to the inning. Here in the 8th, if Termar can reach 3-0, nobody out and a man on first. The pitch to Termar Johnson. Call the strike. Fastball at the belt on the outer half. Count 3-1 now. Hitter-friendly 3-1 count for Termar Johnson. Rayo set. Pitch on the way. Fastball misses. Up and away. Ball 4. Termar walks for the 3rd time tonight. And the Marauders have 2 men on with nobody out. Here in the top of the 8th inning, a golden run scoring opportunity for Bradenton. Catcher Leach heads out to the mound to chat with the pitcher, Alex Rayo. Quick chat concluded. Nolasco stepping in. He's 0-for-3. A looking strikeout, a swinging strikeout, and a flyout. Base hit would tie it with Castillo's speed at second. Catcher Leach going to step in front of the plate and give the touch signs to the infield. Rayo set. First pitch to Nolasco. Taken. Slider low and away, misses for ball 1. Clearwater with a righty warming up in their bullpen and a lefty. They got dual men getting loose. Rayo set, 1-0 the count, 2 on, nobody out. The pitch to Nolasco. Driven high and deep to left, but hooking foul again. That is the 3rd ball that Nolasco has absolutely destroyed down the left field line. But it ends up foul. He hit it 375 at 108 miles per hour. But it's strike 1 to even up the count in the at-bat. Just missing another long ball is Nolasco. Rayo's 1-1 pitch. Nolasco takes slider, gets away from the catcher to the backstop. Castillo up to 3rd, Termar to 2nd. Ball makes the count 2-1, and now a pair of runners in scoring position for the Marauders. And still nobody out. Bradenton have to convert at least 1 run in this inning here. Corner infielders come in. And now the second baseman and shortstop, Kempen Brito, going to join him as well on the edge of the grass. 2-1 count. Runners at second and third for Bradenton. Nobody out. Pitch. Lasko takes. Fastball misses away, and it's 3-1. Rayo at risk of walking the bases loaded with Jack Brannigan on deck. Two in scoring position, nobody out. The pitch from Rayo. Popped up, foul and out of play in Alasco. Late at the swing, an outer half fastball in the count. Full now. Just got to hit something hard on the ground. Hopefully squirt it through the infield. Or get something deep enough to bring Castillo in on a tag from third. Full count, nobody out. Two in scoring position for the Marauders. Bradenton trailing by a run here in the top of the eighth inning. Rayo set. The 3-2 to Nolasco. Takes ball four, and the bases are loaded with nobody out. That brings Chris Murphy, manager, out of the dugout and to the mound. And that might do it for Alex Rayo here tonight. Back-to-back walks after Castillo led off the inning. Put a baby bucko on every bag. Rayo. Done for the night. He finishes after two innings pitched, surrendered a pair of hits. Responsible for all three base runners on the bag. Walked two and struck out a pair tonight. Left-hander to the mound for Clearwater. We'll step aside as he gets loose. When we come back, bases juiced. Nobody out in the top of the eighth. Marauders down by a run. Chance to tie and take the lead in this inning when we come back. Back here on the Marauder Radio Network, Ben Picorni with you. Wesley Moore, the left-hander, into the game for Clearwater. He faces Jack Brannigan, who is 0-2 tonight. 0-6 since he came back after a couple months on the injured list. After 1 month exactly, rather. First pitch, Brannigan pops it up in the infield, tailing towards the Bradenton dugout. It is caught by Leach. For the first out, that is the worst possible outcome there. Jonathan Johnson arguing that the player was standing on the steps of the dugout. P2. There's one away. Javi Rivas up now. Marauders had the bases loaded with nobody out. Have to score here. Down by a run in the eighth. Rivas 0-3, two strikeouts and a flyout tonight. A ERA just above one for more this even. Gave up an earned run in 1 2/3 pitch the other night. First pitch to Rivas. Gets a bunt down but pops it up. Oh, thankfully touches down in foul territory. That was almost a disaster. Goes down as strike one. Bases loaded with one out. The Marauders loaded them with nobody out. Down by a run in the eighth. A must-score situation. More set. 0-1 pitch to Rivas with the bases loaded. Javier takes. Pitch misses low and in, a ball in the count. 1-1. More this season has walked just 8 men in 17 innings. He's given up 2 earned runs. As Rivas lines one down the left field side, that is a fair ball into the corner. Scoring is Castillo. Tomar to the plate. They're going to try to hold Nolasco. He blows through the stop sign. He is safe at the plate. Rivas moves up to third on the overthrow. A 3 RBI double for Javier Rivas, and the Marauders lead 3-1. Talk about clutch for the kid from Petare, Venezuela, and it's 3-1 Bradenton. A bases-clearing double for Rivas. Nolasco blew through the stop sign at third and slid in ahead of the throw that got away from the catcher. Now Terrero up to the plate, one out, and Rivas stands at third. The infield in. First pitch. Terrero takes fastball low, and it's 1-0. The Marauders' RBI leader picks up 5 on that one. Or puts his total to 25 on that one, pardon. The 1-0 pitch to Terrero. Takes a fastball above the shoulders, and it's 2-0. Moore looks a little shaken up after the double into left. Lefty set, 2 balls, no strikes, 1 away the pitch. Terrero takes, breaking ball lands in the outer half for a called strike. It's 2-1. Pitcher's pitch, that was a rollover offering from Moore. Lefty set, the 2-1. Terrero swings way out in front of a breaking ball in the dirt for strike 2 to even things up. Bradenton the score now here in the top of the 8th inning. 2-2 count, pitch. Terrero with just a ugly swing at a breaking ball way outside. Strike 3 and out number 2. That brings Nick Cimillo to the plate. Has been on fire in the series, but 0-3 tonight. Has a 7-game hit streak and a 10-game on base streak. Be a good time to keep it alive here and bring in Rivas from third. Moore comes set. 2 outs. First pitch to Cimillo. Nicky takes one on the outer half. Called a strike, and it's 0-1. All those earned runs charged to Alex Rayo, who walked the bases loaded. Moore comes set. 0-1 with 2 away. Rivas at third. The pitch. Cimillo late with a swing and a miss at a high fastball for strike 2. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Rivas at third after his bases clearing double to give the Marauders a 3-1 lead. Moore set, the 0-2 pitch to Cimillo. Swing and a miss. Cimillo chases to end the inning. The Marauders, though, and more importantly, the man who deserves the credit, Javier Rivas. 3 runs on a bases clearing 3 RBI double to put Bradenton up by 2 going to the bottom of the 8th here in Clearwater. 2-run lead when we come back on the Marauders Radio Network.
Boot, scoot, and boogie to the ballpark on Saturday, August 19th as your Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Bring your Ariats and Stetsons and join us for a night celebrating the greatest music in our amazing agriculture industry in Southwest Florida. Get your tickets for Country and Agriculture Night now at BradentonMarauders.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Right now, I just need you to get real loose. Get comfortable. Grab your loved ones or grab your love partner. And if you're by...
Back here for the bottom of the eighth at BayCare Ballpark on the Marauder Radio Network. Bradenton 3, Clearwater 1 the score. Luis Peralta to the mound for the Marauders. Peralta's first pitch to Brito. Fastball nails the outer half for strike one. Brito's 0 for 2 tonight, a line out and a ground out. Peralta this season with a 2.79 ERA, making his fifth appearance as he throws a fastball to the backstop. And the count 1-1. Peralta's one loss came in Tampa. A 1-0 defeat. He walked 4 in the eighth inning. Saw the Tarpons take the win, the 1-1. Breaking ball slash foul and out of play. Right field side for strike one. Strike two, check that. Peralta with a 15 strikeouts, 8 walks. Opponents batting 121 against him, but a whip up above 1.1. The 1-2 pitch. Cold strike three. Brito goes down looking. And there's one away. Peralta freezes him with a fastball. Ricardo Rosario at the top of the order up, 0 for 3. A looking strikeout, a flyout, and a ground out tonight. Peralta trying to send us to the ninth. The pitch. Rosario lays down a bunt, but it shoots foul immediately off the bat for strike one. Owen won the count. Peralta set. The lefty fires home. Fastball misses eye level in the count 1-1 now. Luis Peralta, the younger brother of Freddie Peralta, Milwaukee Brewers ace. Pretty nice brother to have some tips from as Peralta fires a high fastball by the swinging batter Rosario for strike two. Ball and two strikes. One out in the bottom of the eighth inning. Peralta rock steps and fires home. Fastball misses up and out. A ball in the count, 2-2 now. 2-2 to Rosario. Top of the order, man, 0-3 tonight. The rock step and the pitch. Fouled off. High fastball. Shot straight back off the bat of Rosario. He earns himself one more. Marauders trying to hold on here tonight. First time they've led. As Peralta fires a fastball right down Route 1. Can I help you, Ricardo Rosario? I think he's just looking, and there's two away. Back-to-back looking strikeouts for Peralta. First pitch to Crawford. Fastball down the middle, taken for a strike. It's 0-1. Peralta's 0-3 tonight. Pair of groundouts and a strikeout. Pitch. Fastball down the middle again, taken for strike two. Peralta wasting no time, going right after these Clearwater hitters. And the batter going to call time and step out now. Peralta's 10th pitch of the inning. Hits Crawford. Misses up and in with a breaking ball, and it nails him on the Evo Shield on the leading elbow. Hit by pitch will bring the tying run to the plate here in the form of Otto Kemp. Kemp, a strikeout, a single, and a walk this evening. First pitch, big cut and a miss from Kemp for strike one. Peralta trying to hang a goose egg and keep the Marauders up by a pair going to the final frame. Lefty set, eyes down the runner at first. 0-1 pitch. Fastball misses outside, 1-1. Crawford, the runner on first, has 17 stolen bases this year. That puts him in the number three spot in the Florida State League. 1-1 the count, Peralta set. Pickoff throw to first, Crawford read it immediately. Walked back to the bag safely. Boos from some of the fans. Peralta's 1-1 pitch to Kemp. Fastball driven down the left field line, a base hit. Crawford's going to be held up on second. Kemp at first with his second single of the evening. Now the tying run on here in the bottom of the eighth for the Threshers. With the power bat of Gabriel Rincones Jr. into the batter's box. He's 0-3. Two groundouts and a strikeout. Pitching coach Matt Ford going to head out to the mound now. Matt Ford getting booed as he heads out there for the mound visit. Just think about all the little things. 0-2 count to Crawford. Peralta had him in his back pocket and he hits him. Then Kemp singles. This team is too darn good to give free outs and base runners to. Tyler Green, the home plate umpire, breaks up 40's conference on the hill. Crawford at second, Kemp the runner on first. Would not be shocked to see a double steal here from Clearwater. Both men have a combined stolen base total of 26 this season. Rincones Jr. in the box, home run leader for Clearwater. First pitch to him. Fastball low in the dirt, 1-0. Got to lock in Luis Peralta here. 1-0, two away, tying run at first. Go-ahead run at the plate in the bottom of the eighth for the Threshers. Marauders leading for the first time in the back half of the game, for the first time in this series. 1-0, fouled off straight back for strike one. Rincones Jr. just gets a piece of an outer half heater. Even things up. Ball and a strike to Rincones Jr. Luis Peralta sets, check second, the pitch. Called, strike two. Sinker on the outer half. Peralta gets ahead. One ball, two strikes now. Big pitch upcoming here. One ball, two strikes, two away. Tying run at first. Go ahead run at the plate for the Threshers. Peralta set and now steps off the backside of the rubber. He wants to talk to Planchart. Clearwater crowd coming to life here in the later innings. Planchi and Peralta chatting it up on the mound. One ball, two strikes, two away. Planchart back in the crouch behind home plate. Peralta checks and fires. Fouled off Rincones Jr. Gets a piece of a breaking ball below the zone to stay alive and will do the 1-2 again. Peralta still ahead in the count, a ball and two strikes, two away. Crawford at second, Kemp at first, tying run on base. The 1-2 again. Swing and a miss, strike three. Luis Peralta fired up as he walks to the dugout. Three punch outs in the bottom of the eighth. And we go to the ninth. Bradenton 3, Clearwater 1 the score when we come back on the Marauder Radio Network.
Bobby's got a buck, put a dollar's worth of gas in his pickup truck. We're going 90 miles an hour down a dead end road. What's the hurry, son? Where you going? she's got a lipstick on a little too bright. Bobby's getting drunk and looking for a fight. Liquor on his breath, trouble on his mind. Well, Lucy's just a kid along for the ride. Got a six-pack of beer and a bottle of wine. Gotta be bad just to have a good time.
Back here on the Marauder Radio Network, top of the last inning in Clearwater. Baby Buckos up 3-1. Planchy in the eighth spot leads off the ninth for Bradenton. Moore out there for another inning. First pitch to Planchart. Planchy takes fastball low. It's 1-0. 1-0 the count to Planchart. He has struck out once and flied out twice in the game to right field. 1-0 offering. Planchart takes breaking ball, looped into the outer half for a called strike. It's 1-1. Moore nods at the sign from the catcher, Leach, and fires the 1-1 pitch. Planchy fouls off an outer half fastball off the glove of the catcher, Leach, for a strike in the count 1-2. Ball and two strikes to Planchart. Average dipping below 200 with his 0-for-3 night today. Moore sets. Dominant lefties, 1-2 pitch to Giovanni Planchart. Misses outside fastball. Good foot above the zone and 2 or 3 feet outside to even up the count at a pair apiece. Two balls, two strikes. Planchart leading off the ninth. Trying to start an insurance run rally inning. The pitch. Breaking ball misses inside. Not by much. That one looked real good out of the hand of Moore. Called the ball in the count full. Lefty looking in for the signs. Comes set. Full count pitch to Planchart. Breaking ball misses upstairs. Ball four. Planchy draws the full count walk. And the Marauders with a leadoff base runner in the ninth inning. Tanner Treadaway up now. Nine spot man, 0-for-3 tonight. Pair of flyouts to left and a pop out in the infield. Empty bullpen for the Marauders. Lets you know it's Luis Peralta's game to finish. Planchard at first, Treadaway in the box, first offering for Moore. Treadaway takes fastball way up and outside for ball one, springing out of the stance to snare the heater that got away was the catcher Leach. One and oh. A walk to lead off the inning for Planchart. The pitch to Treadaway. Breaking ball slips out of the hand. That did not look like the pitch that Moore wanted. Off speed, missed about 3 feet away and 2 feet high. 2-0 the count to Treadaway. Hitter advantage count here. Probably expect that mid-90s fastball for Moore. 2-0. Breaking ball. Called a strike way upstairs in the count 2-1 now. Treadaway adjusts the batting gloves. Regrips some pine tar and steps in. Two balls and a strike. The pitch from Moore. Treadaway takes breaking ball right down the middle. He got froze by that one. Called a strike in the count 2-2. Top of the order man, Jesus Castillo waits on deck. Moore comes set. The 2-2 pitch from the left-hander. Swing and a miss. Treadaway chases a high heater for strike three and out number one. Castillo at the top of the order in now. Jesus, 2-for-3 tonight. Pair of base hits, a walk and a flyout for him. Has extended his on-base streak to 16 and his hit streak to 8 this evening. First pitch to Castillo. Squares to bunt, pulls back. Planchart caught in a rundown. Now Planchy's going to get up to second. A stolen base for Giovanni Planchart. That's his second of the season. Castillo A strike called on the bunt attempt. That must have been a bunt and run there, because Planchard took off. The throw went to first, but Planchy was halfway to second at that point. Now the 0-1 pitch. Castillo swinging this time. Flips one out to right field into the Bermuda Triangle. Couple men converge. The right fielder Rincones Jr. makes the play for out number two. Termar Johnson up now. Blood-curdling screeches from Clearwater fans after that flyout. Termar into the batter's box, struck out in the first, but has walked in the third, fifth, and eighth innings tonight. Planchard at second. Termar trying to extend his four-game hit streak. First pitch from Moore. To the backstop, about 10 feet behind the head of Termar Johnson for ball one. That is the worst miss I've seen in a game of professional baseball, I think. Not a ding against Moore. He has a sub-1 ERA. He's a fantastic pitcher. But let a curveball go, and it was about 20 feet away from the strike zone. 1-0 the count with two away. Termar takes a big cut and a miss, nearly falls flat on his backside, going after a fastball for strike one. Planchard at third, reached on a walk to lead off the inning. Stole second and advanced to third on the wild pitch in this at-bat. 1-1 count with two away, Moore set. The pitch to Termar. Fouls it off straight towards the press box, up and out of play. Down onto the concourse for strike two. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Marauders up 3-1 here in the top of the ninth. Insurance run stands 90 feet away. Moore sets the 1-2 pitch to Termar. Weakly grounded towards second, charging and scooping it as Brito throw to first in time to end the inning. Marauders get none in the ninth. We go to the bottom half. Bradenton up 3-1. Peralt to the mound looking for a six-out save. And the Marauders' first win in this series when we come back on the Marauder Radio Network.
Crickets are singing and lightning bugs are floating on the breeze. Baby, get ready. Across the field where the creek turns back by the old stumble road. I'm gonna take you to a special place that nobody knows. Baby, get ready.
Back here for the bottom of the ninth at BayCare Ballpark. Ben Picorni with you on the Marauders Radio Network. Bradenton 3, Clearwater 1 entering the bottom of the ninth. The Marauders 3 outs away from their first win of the series. Luis Peralta out there looking for a 6-out save, 1 defensive change. Davies Nadal replaces Tanner Treadaway. Nadal moves to center, and Nolasco moves from center to right field. Cade Fergus leading off, takes a big cut and a miss at the first pitch. For strike one, Fergus came in as a pinch runner for DH Jordan Viers in the seventh inning. Takes an at-bat here. First pitch second pitch rather, cut and a miss for strike two. Fergus, RBI leader with 19 this year, tied for the team lead with home runs at 5 for Clearwater. Batting 268, down in the count, 0-2. Peralta hit a man and gave up a base hit, but struck out 3 in the 8th. Here's the 0-2 from the lefty. Misses up and away with a fastball, competitive offering, but Fergus able to lay off of it for ball 1. The 1-2 pitch. Called strike 3. Fergus goes down looking. Third backwards K of the night for Peralta, and there's one away in the bottom of the ninth. Felix Reyes steps in. He has the only RBI hit of the game for the Threshers. 1-for-3. First pitch, swing and a miss. Elevated sinker from Peralta for strike 1. 0-1 the count. Left-hander nods at the signs, comes home. Called strike 2, fastball right down the middle. Peralta heading the count quickly. No balls and 2 strikes. Reyes steps back into the box. The 0-2. Fastball misses about 3 feet above the zone. Ball 1, 1-2 the count. Moore in the 7 spot waits on deck. Reyes digs in. Peralta with a fresh baseball on the mound. 1-2, one away. 2-run lead for Bradenton here in the bottom of the ninth. The pitch misses outside. Count even at 2-2. A big win it would be for this team. Peralta's 2-2 pitch. Just misses low. Very good fastball. Think it could have gone the other way. And now the count full. Full count, one away the pitch from Peralta. Chop towards second. Termar scoops it up. Second effort, handle, throw to first in time, 2 down. A smoked grounder right at Termar Johnson. Picked it up cleanly, bobbled it on the transfer. Almost snatched the ball out of the air on the bobble in his throwing motion to fire it to Castillo. 27 outs in a game of baseball for either team, and the Threshers are down to their last one here tonight. Moore at the plate, left-handed hitter is 0-for-2. Ground out, a pop out and a walk. First pitch, fastball. On the corner, but called the ball, it's 1-0. Peralta set, 1-0 pitch. Popped up, back behind home plate. It's going to get fouled and out of play, though, for strike 1. Quick pause as Planchart threw the ball over the head of Peralta on the relay back to the mound. 1-1 count with 2 away Peralta. And out away from a 6-out save. The pitch fouled off straight back, strike 2. The Marauders have taken so many tough defeats this week. We have sat through some real nail-biters that have gone against this team. Bradenton now a wave and a miss away from the win. The 1-2. Driven into right, a base hit's going to get down, and the game will continue. Moore flips one out to right field. Now the tying run will come to the plate in the ninth for Clearwater. Peralta with 35 pitches. Ryan Leach in the box, 0-for-3. A flyout and a pair of strikeouts tonight for the Threshers catcher. Chance to break up the 19-game home winning streak for Clearwater. First pitch, wave and a miss. Leach very late, going after an outer half sinker for strike 1. Tying run at the plate. Marauders up 3-1 in the bottom of the ninth. Peralta looking for a 6-out save. The 0-1 pitch. Misses low in the count even. Ball and a strike. Leach digs back in. Peralta brings the hands together. Runner on first is Moore. The pitch. Check swing. Yes, he did, says the home plate umpire. Strike 2. Ball and 2 strikes. A swing and a miss away from the win for Peralta. The lefty set. A strike to claim it. The 1-2 pitch. popped up in the infield. Peralta can't find it. Termar Johnson's there to make the play. Marauders win. Raise the Jolly Roger. Bradenton break the four-game losing streak and hand Clearwater their first loss at home in 19 games. 3-1 the final for the Baby Buckos. My goodness, does that feel good. This team has taken a couple on the chin this week. They've gotten beat up. They've also lost some nail biters. And tonight, it all comes together in a 3-1 win to give this team a chance of winning their second tomorrow afternoon. A game that started with the Marauders getting a man on in each of the first five innings but unable to score. The Threshers took the lead on an RBI single in the seventh for Felix Reyes off of Blake Cederlund. And the Marauders then loaded the bases in the top of the eighth inning with nobody out. Jesus Castillo singled, Tamar Johnson and Alasco then walked. Brannigan popped out. The bases were loaded with one away when Javier Rivas roped one down the left field line into the corner to clear the bases. A three RBI double gave the Marauders the 3-1 advantage, which they would not relinquish. Peralta strikes out four in the final two innings and claims the six out save here this evening. The Marauders bumped their record up to 21-7 on the season and pulled back within seven games of the first place Threshers. The win in this one, unfortunately, does not go to J.P. Massey. We have to shout out his outing tonight. J.P. threw six innings, gave up one hit, one walk, struck out five, had a perfect game through three and two-thirds innings before giving up a base hit. Cederlund gets the win, improves his record to 1-1 this season. The loss in the game goes to Alex Rao. He walked those bases loaded in the eighth inning and was eventually punished for it. His record drops to 0-3 this year. The save goes to Luis Peralta, his first of the season. A blown save as well handed to Moore, his second blown save of the season. A game that was a pitcher's duel throughout. As we go to the final line score now, the Threshers first. They finish with a run off five hits. They commit one error defensively. Clearwater leaves seven on base and goes 1-for-4 with runners in scoring position. For your victorious Bradenton Marauders. Darn, doesn't that feel really freaking good to say? Three runs on four hits, no errors defensively. The Marauders leave eight on base. They go a tough 1-for-11 with runners in scoring position. But tonight, in a rare case, it does not come back to haunt them. Final game time of 2 hours and 4 minutes here tonight at BayCare Ballpark in front of 5,000 fans. They got treated to a Marauders victory and a big one at that to get this team off the losing skid. Folks, that was a up-and-down roller coaster, as it has been in these last week, maybe even 2 weeks for the Marauders. But tonight, they gutted out one of the toughest games I've seen them win all season, hands down. Down late, rally for three, and hold on to it with some great pitching out of the bullpen from Peralta. We'll be back here tomorrow for a noon first pitch. The Dr. Derek Diamond will get the start for Bradenton. Marauders will look to take their second game of the series and win back-to-back before heading back home to start a homestand with Jupiter on Tuesday. 3-1 the final here tonight. Once more, I'm your voice of the Bradenton Marauders, Ben Picorni. I know you enjoyed the outcome. I hope you enjoyed the broadcast from BayCare Ballpark. We'll see you tomorrow at noon. Durs win, Durs win, Durs win. Sing it from the mountaintops. The Marauders win this one tonight. 3-1. We'll see you later. Go Bucks.
my home team, a new pirate generation. Everybody shout,
let's go, boys!
Out to where the pirates play, catch the sights, cheer the plays, feel the glory of yesterday. Center field, grand slam, fans and cracker jack, crowd cheers, I don't care if I ever get back.
Listen to the game with my radio on, rock along to the rhythm of a bumper song. To a board full of captain, nobody out, stop with me, line drive.
Everybody shout,
roof, roof, roof,
for our home team, a new pirate generation. Every sign of the Pittsburgh Pride at the old ball game, everybody shout,
let's go, boss!
Cross the bridge, through the gates, to the field of green. Young and old stories told from your childhood dreams. Pops, Wagner, Trainer, Maz, and heroes yet to be made. Great catch, clutch hits like lamented plays.
Listen to the game with my radio on. Clap along to the rhythm of a buckle.
Everybody shout,
roof, roof, roof,
for our home team, a new pirate generation. Everybody shout,
let's go, boss!
Every slide, there'll be Pittsburgh Pride at the old ball game. Everybody shout,
let's go, boss!
Roof, roof, for our home team, a new pirate generation. Everybody shout,
let's go, boss!
Every slide, there'll be Pittsburgh Pride at the old ball game. Everybody shout,
let's go, boss!
Everybody shout,
everybody shout,
root, root, root for our home team, a new pirate generation. Everybody shout,
let's go, boss!
Every slide, there'll be Pittsburgh Pride at the old ball game. Everybody shout,
root, root, root
for our home team, a new pirate generation. Everybody shout,
let's go, boss!
Every slide, there'll be Pittsburgh Pride at the old ball game. Everybody shout,
let's go, boss!
Cause I'm not ready to fight.